Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving deep into the world of AI, specifically comparing two powerful language models, OpenAI's GPT 3.5 Turbo 0301 and DeepSeek's R1.
This sounds fascinating. These models are all the rage right now, but a head-to-head comparison? That's exactly what I've been waiting for. Where do we even begin?
Well, let's start with the basics. Cost, context window, and some key benchmarks. 301, currently only on OpenAI, is about double the price of R1 for both input and output. Interesting, right?
Double the price? Wow. That seems strategic, especially considering the context window difference. 0301 boasts a massive 200,000 tokens compared to R128,000.
Exactly. And while U301 tends to outperform R1 on reasoning benchmarks, they're neck and neck when it comes to coding, with R1 even edging ahead on some tests like the human eval benchmark. So, the price difference isn't a clear indicator of overall superiority.
So it's not as simple as more expensive equals better. I'm intrigued. What about real-world testing? Any surprises there?
Oh, absolutely. The results were quite unexpected, especially from 0301. But remember, these are single-run tests, so results can vary.
Good point. So what kind of tests are we talking about? Give me the juicy details.
Well, we started with something simple, picking a random number between 0 and 1,000. 301 seemed to jump around a bit, landing on 371. But R1? It was a whole mental gymnastics routine.
Mental gymnastics? How so?
It went through this elaborate process, considering various approaches, even using the Unicode values of the prompt to generate a random number. Ultimately, it picked 522, but it wasn't truly random. It was fascinating to see its thought process.
That's unexpected. Shows you the inner workings, right? What about more complex tasks like coding?
We gave them a challenging prompt, creating an animation of falling letters with realistic physics in a single HTML file. 0301 struggled initially, needing some tweaking to get any output, but R1 nailed it on the first try. The animation was impressive, with bouncing letters and collision detection. It even adapted to screen size changes.
Wow, a clear win for R1 there. Did you test their reasoning abilities too?
Absolutely, using modified versions of classic paradoxes like the trolley problem in Monty Hall. Euro301 often fell back on the standard solutions, missing the nuances of the modified prompts. R1, while not perfect, showed better attention to detail, and often identified the changes.
So, in these tricky scenarios, R1 demonstrates a more robust reasoning ability. What's the overall verdict?
It's a tough call. They're surprisingly similar in many ways, but R1 shined in real-world coding and nuanced reasoning. O301's higher cost doesn't necessarily translate to better performance in all areas. Plus, OpenAI's usage limits are a significant factor.
So, the choice depends on the specific needs, I guess. If you need unlimited usage and stronger real-world performance, R1 seems like the winner. But if you're within OpenAI's ecosystem and prioritize reasoning benchmarks, O301 might still be a viable option.
Precisely. Ultimately, testing them out on your own tasks is crucial, but this comparison gives you a solid starting point. Thanks for joining us today on Nutty's Show. We'll see you next time with another exciting deep dive into the world of tech, finance, and everything in between. Goodbye.
Goodbye.